Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres come up short this year in their quest to get back into the postseason. The season concluded last night with a win in Tampa, and now the focus is squarely on the upcoming season of 24-25 after the news that was delivered today to the media through the general manager in Kevin Adams. And that was, you know, moving on from Don Granato as head coach and obviously now turning the attention to the coach that will take the next steps after significant development with your core players. And, you know, so Don Granato was let go from his head coaching job. Jason Christie, assistant coach, also let go, along with video coordinator Matt Smith. And we obviously, Marty, have had nothing but tremendous interactions with all of them since their varying times and tenures here on the staff. And
it's important to point that out, because look, there's a human side to it. And you and I being down at the arena when we do Sabres Live on game day, some of the times we've traveled and have got to just hang out and talk to the coaching staff. I mean, Don Granato and his whole family have been fantastic. We had Cammy Granato on the podcast. We've seen Tony like at the hotel in Chicago, and
mom and dad at the arena.
Mom and dad Granato, like they've swung by to said like there's a human side to it. And Don, great person, great coach, did a fantastic job, you know, in what he's done. And but now you gotta move on from that, and that's part of the business. And but yeah, I want to say thank you to all of them who have been great to us. And hopefully they find something new and a new challenge, and they embrace it and enjoyed their time in Buffalo.
And obviously, you mentioned the word development before in the opening half hour of the show. And it's very clear to anybody that has been watching since Don took over as head coach, the steps that were made by certain individuals. And last year as a team, to the extent that they got this close, right, to making the playoffs. And then this year came with its challenges that, again, the game is funny. You know, one year you're this high offensively, one year you're this much better defensively, and it's about finding the balance. But you can't deny that he provided, and with his staff, you know, the right pieces of the foundation for players to step up and step up. But as we know, growth is never ending. And so they have to be able to grow into that next position, which is top eight in the conference. So I asked you before the break, like, kind of what to you makes a great coach, but in the context of, obviously, it's all framed within, like, what makes the next great, perfect fit coach, whatever you want to call it here, for this current team. And I admit I'm sitting here kind of struggling, because Yes, I respect the history of the game. Yes, I respect the winning percentage of so many of the names that you rolled out, that you yourself rolled out, that people have submitted to us through X. Like, who would you call here if you're Kevin Adams, you know, to be that person? But I feel like I'm missing something. And that's, I think, why I'm asking the question to you. When you look at the age of the team, and by that, I mean, it's still young, but as Don and Kevin have said, they're not lacking in games played anymore, right? So they're in a kind of unique window, and they clearly have talent. And as I'm sure Kevin will talk about this afternoon, there will clearly be changes to the roster, which through the eyes of the general manager will fill the holes that he didn't see filled properly this year. But they're also going to have to be in line with what that next coach can work with also. So I feel like there's a lot to unpack in your answer. So, you know, we gave you an extra 5 minutes during the commercial.
No,
break.
And I appreciate that because what I like may not be what everybody likes. I've said it all along. I've had four coaches in 1 month of Alain Vigneault, and then I said I'm retiring because me and Alain didn't see eye to eye. But my four coaches I had were Lindy Ruff. Well, I'm not counting Ted Nolan for
quitter.
Like one little six games, but I had Lindy Ruff. I had John Stevens in Philly. I had Scott Gordon at the New York Islanders and John Tortorella with the New York Rangers. The two that really worked for me were Ruff and Tortorella. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they were hard. They were, you know, they were tough, but they were structured, and that's the way I responded best. Right. So, and I not inside the locker room, but one thing that I've seen this season, which probably led to one of the reason why you're looking at, okay, let's make a change, was we talked about it all year. First period, right? Like the lack of success in first periods this year have set the Sabres back in so many games that my thinking is, okay, it's almost like I feel like you need somebody to come in and crack the whip a little bit, which is something I liked when I was getting ready for a game, somebody that came in and like let us know, like fired us up, right? But it's not the same game that when I played. And to be honest with you, if you can't fire yourself up by yourself, then what are you doing in the National Hockey League, right? If you're a leader of a team and you can't bring yourself up to be like, I'm going to start the game on time, then who cares who the coach is? You're not doing it yourself. So I'm struggling with that. So my first point was structure, a guy that has a good, strong defensive structure. I mentioned Todd McLellan. Todd McLellan and the LA Kings was all about defensive structure. This year, last year, the year before, he did have the horse to get it done. And Anze Kopitar and Drew Doughty and, you know, building that defensive structure. Philip Deneau. But that's the mindset right there. Now, I think the next thing for me that I would look for in a head coach is a little, what do they say, bleep and vinegar, right? A little like panache, right? Somebody that's going to come in and when they walk into the room, you sit a little straighter. I for me personally, I would like that because that's how I respond to it. Is that something that Kevin Adams is going to look for? Because he's going to meet with the players. He's going to ask questions. He's going to get the pulse. I'm not saying the players are going to pick the coach, but that's what you do as a good GM. You meet with everybody. You get the pulse of it all. But a little, you know, a little panache would be something I'd look for.
So
is panache even like an English expression? Because panache in French is like the antlers, like the moose antlers. Somebody that has panache is somebody that can like go in knocking heads and fight their way through. That's what it is.
I'll assume Jeff and company are working on a Webster's translation here, and it'll appear on the bottom of the screen very shortly.
Okay. Here it is. Panache is a noun that says flamboyant confidence of style or manner. Somebody that has panache, like has the big moose antlers.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So you know what I'm sitting here thinking, right? All of this is true. Many things can be true.
Oh, yeah.
But I look at Spencer Carberry this year.
Yeah.
And so part of me, while again, acknowledging history, acknowledging credibility.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Within the game, stature, behind the bench, confidence, all the rest of it. I also don't want to miss on the next great thing, right?
But is Spencer Carberry, let's see, Winnipeg, Washington misses the playoffs by a point. They lose tonight, and they miss the playoff by a point. Mm-hmm. Would Spencer Carberry be Don Granato last year?
Isn't that how all coaches are judged?
Exactly. Right. My point is that
I might be pushing Spencer's name even more. Not that he's coming to Buffalo. Yeah. I'm merely acknowledging what people were saying about Spencer for 2 years prior to him getting this opportunity.
Yeah.
Like I don't run from that idea like many of our respondents to the X poll today. I get it. I totally get it. Cause we've seen a lot of different coaches here of varying degrees of experience, but we've also seen a lot of inexperience, and therefore you're going to hear the names of those that were on your list and others that are more of the 400 plus games coached club in the NHL, right? But I don't know. This might be my viewpoint in life too. Like, I like seeing people get opportunity, especially mm-hmm. when they've checked all the boxes, right? And as we know, there's no guarantees in any of this. So I don't know. I just don't want to be like predictable, I think, here in our discussion. I want the discussion to be all encompassing and not just like, you know, because obviously, like, was it Travis Yost that tweeted at us, you know, like mentioning like
Manny Malhotra, Jeff Halpern.
And Jeff Halpern. So like Manny, what a story Manny is. Like, I mean, what a career he carved out and just respected for, you know, smarts and how he played the game. And now he's been, you know, an assistant coach for more than a half a dozen years. Right. But again, no head coaching experience. That'd be a pretty bold move. Right.
Yeah.
But who's to say, cross him off. Don't even talk to him, whatever, whatever, you know, like that's, so I think that goes back to your original point here about taking all the interviews you can, but then I'm sitting here going, it's urgent. There's a bunch of other teams that want to get a coach here.
Yeah.
You know, so now, I'm coming across hyper and confused today.
You mentioned Spencer Carberry. I said, if Washington make the playoffs, he probably could win coach of the year with what he's done with that organization and that roster. Like, and people are going to say, Spencer, who? Yeah. Okay. Like Ovechkin had, you know, 5 goals in the first 20 some games, and 2 of them were empty netters, and he's at 30 and he's able to revive that. Charlie Lindgren, great story. Again, show me a goalie that makes saves and I'll show you a coach that has success, right? That's the way it goes. But, you know, somebody on X responded because I said, you know, somebody that has head coaching experience. They say Rod Brind'Amour didn't have any head coaching experience. Yeah, I get that. But when Rod Brind'Amour took the job in Carolina, it was almost like a little bit of what Don Granato did. Be the assistant, take over, and then we'll see if it goes somewhere. Well, the first year he was there, he went to the conference finals. I mean, okay, like, wow. Like, okay, I guess we got the right coach. He got us in the playoffs, got to the conference finals. The second year he was a head coach, he made the playoffs, lost in first round, then lost in the second round. Like, he's been there every year. So that worked. But I'll go to a conversation I had with Dan Bilesmore years ago when he was the coach of the Sabres. I'm like, hey, like Disco Dan, I knew him. I'm like, what about the 3-on-3 overtime? If you get a power play in overtime, would you be like willing to pull your goalie to go 5-on-3? And maybe that gets you that extra point, right? What about defending with only 4 and putting a cherry picking guy at the far blue line? And Dan goes, Marty, you know, with all these ideas, it works if it works, and it, you're an idiot if it doesn't work. It's the same thing with picking a coach. Like, you could pick a coach that has zero experience. If it works, you're a genius. If it doesn't work, you're an idiot. That's it's almost a 50-50 chance at the end of the day. And but, unfortunately, it's fallen on the wrong 50-50 chance here for the last 3 or 4 coaches.
Well, I wouldn't say it that way, because again, I think Don.
No, there was a purpose and there was a step. Yes.
Yes. And I mean, like, seriously, just, and I know he got hurt, unfortunately, in the finale last night, but just look at Tage Thompson the last few years. Honestly, yeah. Like, if you want legacy, impact, imprint, maybe is the perfect word for this. How did he impact or leave an imprint on this organization, right? Like, Don clearly did with young players here. That's what he was working with. And we have seen significant steps here. So that's, it kind of goes back.
So if Don gets interviewed for an NHL coach somewhere and they said, hey, Don Guerrero, what's one of your greatest accomplishments? First on his list would say, I moved Tage Thompson to center. Like, well, that was incredible. That was an unbelievable development that the Sabres are going to reap the benefits for many years, because Tage is a fantastic center. And he had never played center in professional hockey. And he moved him to center, and he scored 47 goals at 47 assists, 94 points this year, step back. But still, like, that's a great accomplishment as a coach. That worked.
Right. And I think that's, again, there's a lot to this when I ask you the question about, you know, what do you see in an excellent coach? And so you have to recognize some semblance of the roster that that coach will be inheriting. And I guess I'm just continuing to prod here, like, knowing what you know, knowing what your best guess might be as far as players that will return, players that will move on, potential type of players that will come in. Like, and you never want to stereotype, generalize, whatever, as far as age and experience of a coach. But, like, is there a sweet spot in style and age of a coach here that Buffalo needs, in your opinion, that will help the Sabres take the next step?
I don't see a sweet spot in age, because what I'm not looking to hire somebody for the next 10 years. I'm saying, if you can coach now and coach for the next 4 years, maybe, like, thank you, because we need this organization, this team, to say playoffs next year and continue. Like, that has to be breaking the cycle. So age doesn't matter to me. Can you do it next year? That's all it is.
But Sandy Marie had a really good point here, which I meant to follow up on when you said what you covet, and that structure. Can structure exist without boring defensive hockey? Because she doesn't want that.
And I totally understand the point. When I talk about structure, okay, and people have to remember, even the New Jersey Devils, who supposedly were boring hockey, playing the trap, right? Defensive hockey, had one of the highest scoring team in the NHL at that time, because their structure allowed them to score goals. I look at the Sabres this year. When you look at their defensive structure and their expected goals against, they were 28th in the NHL at 5-on-5 in expected goals against, according to Money Puck. You look at the expected goals for, they were, where do they fit? Sorry, I've got them here. They were 12th. They were 13th. So give me a team that's 13th in expected goals for that is performing to their expectation. I think what happened this year is most of the players that were supposed to produce below expectations. It's not the system. It wasn't the chances. It was the finish that just wasn't there.
All right. Quick timeout. Back to wrap on Sabres Live after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.